Hello, welcome to episode 209 of Sprinkles and Geek. I'm Pat.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek.
Yay!
This week we don't bring you info on the Star Wars trailer because we didn't watch it.
We're sticks in the mud.
We will give you our review of Colossal.
Yes.
And one thing we forgot was it's October. And it's typically our horror movie month. So we're going to start this week and we're going to go four consecutive weeks from this week. So we'll be a little bit into November. But we're going to do some horror movies. Anyway. So before we get to our review of Colossal, Hammer went and saw two movies in the theater this week.
Yes. One we did a date night one with my Jack. Yes. We went and saw, Kingsman: The Secret Service, or The Golden Circle. Sorry. We didn't go see this in the theater at all because one, we didn't have time at the time, but also I know you still haven't caught up with the first
right.
one. But I know Jackie and I absolutely adored it. We need something really dumb, but it's, if you watch the first movie, it's the same thing. I ended up liking the first one better than this one. Jackie felt like she liked this one better. We both had the kind of conversation of just like, you know, it's hard to be awed or wowed by the... you're welcome. but it's hard to be wowed of a movie when you've seen like the same stuff. Like okay, it's a bunch of sharp-dressed people and they're
Transformers
stuff. Yeah. Like you're like, holy
the first
shit,
time
this happens.
Transformers, you're like,
and then
Jesus
you
Christ.
See Transformers and that's standard.
Right.
So now we're used to seeing people in suits and like that. So my reason about that is I was more excited to see The Statesman, which is the American Cousins. And I felt like I didn't get to see as much fun stuff from them as we did. Like they had a laser lasso. They had, you know, them spitting, drinking whiskey, throwing hats. I really wanted to see someone like Jeff Bridges throw a hat and like cut someone's head off. Spoilers, that doesn't happen. It makes me very sad. But I like the movie overall. The spirit was still fun. There was, you know, some weird stuff where you're like, comics. but if you just go along with it, it's stupid, it's fun, and it goes in the same kind of vein. I had a great time, honestly, with it. Still coming out of it, I was like, I still had a fun... I had an enjoyable period, which is all I really wanted out of that movie. Like, versus us seeing Justice League. I'm like, just be fun, just be fun, just be fun. The other one I saw this morning, actually, just because got blood donation. They're like, don't do anything strenuous. I'm like, well, movie. And I knew I had 3 hours.
I mean, that's not bad, actually.
No. So I went there, and I went and saw Blade Runner 2049. So I've seen the movie about 6 years ago. You said it's almost been maybe 2 decades?
Yeah, it's probably been about 20 years since I've seen it.
From what I remember about it, it's just... Honestly, I didn't remember a lot going there, and I was kind of telling myself I wanted to watch the first one again before going into it. But as someone going in pretty cold, I mean, Harrison Ford's character really doesn't show up till way later on in the movie. Like, honestly, late into the second act kind of stuff. So, which I think is good because that means that the movie has to stand on its own legs. If you watch the original movie, from what I remember about it, as well as that it's very slow and it's very deliberate,
mm-hmm.
and it also really enjoys, like... What is it?
But, and it also depends on which cut you watch.
Yes, because there's the original
like 18
cut and the director's
cuts of
cut.
Them.
Those are the only two I know of. I don't know.
There's the final cut, I believe, is the third one. I think the final cut is the real cut that everybody says you're supposed to watch.
I don't know. But again, it's very slow. It's very deliberate. But it's fucking gorgeous. From set design to... the sound design to just the graphics that you're going
to
see is just...
Maybe
I think
grab
really
it in 4K then.
Honestly, I think it would be really pretty to see in 4K. I still feel like there are some points where it relies heavier on CG, which is stark contrast because when it does sets fucking gorgeous. Like it's one of those you look and you're like, how much money did they spend on this set for this one fucking shot? And then I'm like, well, it is a Ridley Scott movie. Or a Ridley Scott produced movie. Thing I didn't know about it, and it made so much more sense after I saw it, is the sound design really hit. I was telling you, it kind of reminded me of Interstellar,
mm-hmm.
but what it actually reminded me of, and it should have reminded me of, was The Arrival, because it's the same director.
Really?
Yeah, same director who did Sicario, which Kevin seems really fucked up and good, and who did The Arrival, which we both love.
I haven't seen Sicario, actually.
You should. It's a good one. I'd recommend it.
It was
also
on Netflix for a while, and
I think it was.
Didn't get around to it.
It's one of those, like, how much do you want to see cartel movies? But it's good. But if you go with the sound design, the same kind of stuff, we have like those loud sounds and the bwongs and stuff like that. I can't believe it didn't hit me first because my first thought was Interstellar. And I was like, no, this is the same shit you saw on Arrival, but I liked it. Again, the shots are very drawing and beautiful and stuff like that. I thought Ryan Gosling did good. I thought the other actors did great too. It's kind of creepy in a lot of ways, and it does the kind of shit when it talks about replicants versus humans, humanity, and the idea of like, well, it's slavery again. It really talks about that slavery aspect of it all. It's cool. Of the things that where we saw like Covenant and Prometheus and all those things trying to do new takes on ones, I feel like this one stuck really hard to its guns and did a good job at that. Like, people who didn't like the original will not like this one.
Right.
But I think the people who really were looking for the rekindling of that kind of stuff, that, like, that...
It doesn't reinvent Cyberpunk. The wheel like they've been trying with Prometheus and Covenant. No.
And I'm really glad about that. Like, the big, quote-unquote, fights and stuff like that really are not that big. There's not big and epic climactic fights. It's just personal fights and then beautiful fucking vistas. Again, I think it'd be great in 4K because I really think a lot of the shit they did was... There's a fair amount of practical stuff, which will probably look gorgeous. So if you like Blade Runner, if you like that cyberpunk kind of stuff, go see it. It looked more real than Ghost in the Shell. Where Ghost in the Shell is pretty.
Right.
But this looked more real and lived in. Like, everything looked really grungy, but it looked pretty grungy. Like, I can see all the chains of soot and everything. And it also had a little segment that kind of reminded me of Her. When it talks about artificial intelligence.
Oh, okay.
It looked very interesting, and I was like, huh. It's like someone watched movies like, let's put all these together. but I would recommend Blade Runner, honestly. Again, it's exactly what I was kind of hoping it was going to be, I guess, and expecting it to be.
What if you haven't seen Blade Runner?
Perfect. I think it was great. Because the only thing is it talks about Deckard, who is Harrison Ford's character. Right. But it really... He's not saying he's an afterthought, but he is a plot point rather than a main character. Mm-hmm. That gets my drift kind of idea. So it might still leave you out in the rungs because it doesn't force feed you, but it definitely tries to give you enough breadcrumbs to find what they're trying to say. And it actually led me astray twice. Because it's like, oh, this is what it is. And that made perfect sense. And I'm like, no, that doesn't. What the fucking motherfucker? But I feel like you'll be fine still if you haven't seen the original. You might be confused as to what this fucking world is. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Go see it.
Cool. All right. So we're going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to you by Hammer.
Yeah, it was colossal. And I totally sold this to my girlfriend as a romantic comedy because I misread dark comedy as romantic comedy. And I watched two trailers with her, and both of them were really adorable. So I'm just defending my purpose.
It's not really dark comedy.
It deals with a lot of emotional manipulation and abuse.
Sure.
And physical abuse, too.
Sure. But it's... But, I mean, that's not funny, so...
No, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't much of a comedy at all. Honestly.
Anyway, Anne Hathaway is booted out of her boyfriend's apartment in New York City. She moves back to... Is it Texas? Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Somewhere. And,
Somewhere that's green.
Somewhere that's green, small town, and... Basically, everybody from her school, she's the only one that's ever left. Everybody from her school, everybody in the town stayed.
Yeah.
She's the only one who made anything of herself. And you see there is a being attacking Seoul at like 8:05 every night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes to find out that she has the power through a vortex on a playground that was built where she got electrocuted earlier, but anyway,
yeah.
That she can spawn this being.
And she controls it.
And she is the being. So everything she does on, I almost said on Earth, in her town,
yeah.
Happens in Seoul at the same time. So she starts having fun with it to begin with. She's, you know, dancing around, and they're doing a live stream, some of the guys that work at the bar with her. Showing that, hey, I am this monster. And they're like, well, you killed all these people because she passed out at one point or fell over.
She's an alcoholic, and you can tell she's like blackout drunk kind of stuff. And when she's blackout drunk, she caused a lot of damages sometimes.
Her... I don't want to call it a flame. I don't...
Someone who, like, her... A childhood friend, I guess.
Yeah. Also has the ability to spawn a monster. His is a robot.
Yeah.
And then they fight.
Yeah, then it gets like... I didn't understand... Go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I didn't. So, whatever the actor's name is, I can't remember the...
Jason Sudeikis?
Sudeikis, okay. So...
I would like to see him in a bad role, too.
Yeah, like, I was
as
watching...
a bad guy, like... I mean, he was here, but I would like to see him as a real...
real bad guy.
Yeah.
Because he seems so likable.
Until he became unlikable. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's... No, it's not Andy. That's a different guy from Office. Sorry, I think of someone
else. Totally different guy.
But, like, his change felt really weird, I guess, but at the same time, you could say you don't know people as much, maybe.
His change is weird, but it makes sense that he was always jealous, because there's a real throwaway line at the very beginning when she comes back and he's like, oh, she won the best writer, like, 5 years in a row or whatever. And so, you could tell he was always jealous of her. And so that's why he crushed her diorama, because she can't turn in a diorama, so she can't win, so he gets the attention as a kid.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So it kind of makes sense. What doesn't make sense is her boyfriend in New York is abusive.
Yeah, he's controlling.
And she instantly, like, sees random dude at the bar and is like, I want to sleep with you. For no reason. Like, the love connection with her and Mr. Silent?
Yeah.
Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, there was no connection. She's just like, oh, you're hot and I want to fuck you. Well, why? Like, I don't understand how you got to any sort of connection here at all.
And it's not the saying that people can't just have fornication stuff. It's like, you literally didn't see any kind of spark turn on.
No,
besides...
no. She just walked over and was like, you're hot, I want to fuck you.
Which I guess it could be, because she talked about the one thing earlier on where she's like, they did that thing they always do. They never introduce a hot one. She was drunk and flirty.
Yeah, but I didn't... Like, when she said that, I didn't take it as her actually being interested in him. I just kind of at least saw it as an icebreaker type thing.
Okay.
Like, I didn't get your name because you're the cute one and they don't introduce it. But, like, there's never any connection with them to facilitate why they're sleeping together at all.
Yeah.
I did like, I liked how explained how they became their monsters and how their monsters are their personas and stuff. And while, okay, they got electrocuted, how do they get these powers? But it's interesting of he had a robot in his backpack and she had this little alien thing and that's how they became these aliens and this robot. Some of the issues I have is, so they can spawn in these little areas. Well, are they gone now that she flung dude, or she just can never go to Seoul and can never go to that playground?
I have no idea. Right? But, like, I mean, like, if you're looking at the logic of it all, because my problems aren't as much with the logic as more of mine as character motivations, because I felt like it was the triangle, if you will, between her ex-boyfriend and Sudeikis' character, right. Anna Hathaway, was just kind of weird. Especially him, like, lighting the fireworks in his own bar. I'm like, I don't get it. Like his was just proving a point saying, look, I did the most crazy, unexpected thing. If you try to do anything that I don't agree with, just imagine what I'm going to do to Seoul. That's the best way I can get with him.
Yeah,
like,
he was just trying to show that he's unhinged, is what I could get from that.
Yeah. But as for the logic part of it is that, like, literally, because for her in Texas, whatever, just say Texas, but that's the boundaries is hers just in that area of the playground. So how that she figured the whole part about where into Seoul, she just followed with it?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a bigger area of Seoul?
Well, she had that little map and was showing, you know, and I guess if you go to Seoul and you're like, where's this monster appear every day? They'd probably be like, there.
Yeah.
So you could figure it out pretty quick. I mean, Seoul's not that big. I don't think you can get to Seoul in 12 hours.
Sure, why not?
But, like, there were... This is one of those movies that I feel needed to be just a little bit longer, and it could have worked with being a little bit longer. If it weren't for the monsters, I wouldn't like this movie.
I agree.
Throw in the monsters, and I'm like, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's the spice that gave it life. Because otherwise, it's just a weird personal drama. But with
it's the monsters. A weird emotional relationship abuse movie.
Yeah. But afterwards, like, without it, it's... Yeah, with it, it's actually kind of an interesting, quirky kind of thing. Like, it's still dark, I would say, because it deals with really dark human kind of tendencies.
Yes.
Of, like, she's an alcoholic, her ex-boyfriend is a control freak, and her flame is mentally unhinged. Like, literally, he's very... Well, I mean, he's controlling it almost in a different way. He's manipulating.
He is abusive. Yeah, he's mentally they're both abusive. I just and I mean, yeah, it just.
I kind of was expecting more comedy, I guess, out of it as well, because it's kind of got, it lends itself to that idea, but it is more of, I guess, an indie-ish film.
Yeah, but the trailer does show, you would think that it would be comedy.
Yeah, it, led
it
more
shows lighthearted,
comedy.
At least in the trailer.
Yeah, and it doesn't show anything of them being super fucking dark. It didn't also show anything about the robot that I remember either, but.
No, but I think that might have given away too much, yeah. So that's fine.
I liked it well enough.
Yeah.
To your point, yeah, because it has monsters and robot, a monster and robot, I'd be like, it's okay. Without that, I wouldn't like it at all.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't like it at all, but I'd be like, but the monster and robot help.
Yes.
So I'm going to say a thumbs up. Watch it, yeah. I guess.
It's something that has been on there for a while, and I looked at it a bunch, and I was like, meh. And then I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. Ooh, Anne Hathaway. That'll watch it. Which worked. I know you do. God, I love her. And she's all trashy in this one, too.
Yeah, she's not trash.
Well, she's trashier than most of the times I see her. Usually she's prettier up and everything.
Right, so. Okay. All right, so we'll say see it. It's on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, this was on HBO Go. Oh, no, it was on Hulu. Hulu, my bad.
I was like, no, it wasn't. But on HBO Go, we are going to watch the first of our horror movies. Already scared the bejeebus out of Hammer. This one kind of slipped through the cracks. We saw the trailer for it. He forgot the trailer. Then we saw the trailer. I was like, all right.
And then I saw the light.
We're going to watch Lights Out.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let's watch the trailer. I'm like, fuck, why did I say this? Yeah, so this is the point where I just start jumping a lot and don't sleep as well, which is great. I'm totally gonna
especially
watch this
in a new house.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch this with all lights on. Watch the morning kind of thing, like, so I can have coffee. I'm like, I'm having breakfast and coffee. Fuck you, bitch. You're not gonna come around for a while. But yeah, it looks lights go out. Lady pops up. The beginning of the trailer is just terrible because there's like mannequins in a like warehouse. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
Mannequins are awesome. All right, so if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, send us a suggestion at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles of Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tar Skippy.
And I'm at Craig Kalis, and make sure, again, please make sure that they're scary horror things, and we'll try to watch them, unless the problem with you're going to run into really quickly is what I run into, is that Bat's seen a lot of horror movies, because he's weird and watches them on his free time. I only watch them for special occasions.
Speaking of, are you going to watch Jigsaw?
Is that the
one? The new Saw.
Maybe. I've never been a huge Saw person.
But it's not
person.
Really horror movies. It's torture porn.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, those ones just make me feel uncomfortable, which is hard. It's like what I imagined. What was the one about the razor blade in the eye and stuff like that?
Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. It's what I imagined Would You Rather is going to be, where it's something where I was going to, like, I just feel uncomfortable watching, which aren't enjoyable for me to watch.
Okay.
Now, if Jigsaw does more of the suspense horror thing, I'll watch it.
Because, like,
but it knows its audience. And
the suspense horror thing, like Final Destination had that down.
Oh, dude.
I loved those because you're like, are you going to die here?
Yeah, that was like suspense porn. And I was like, yes.
That first Final Destination, I was like, dude, this is so awesome.
Do you remember with the TV part when it shoot, like what is it? It's on top back of a computer. Some liquid drips over there, causes the tube to shoot out and then hit the like the trachea thing. I didn't want to be anywhere near like TVs at all for a while. It was great.
And the one kid accidentally hung himself.
Oh, when he's in the... Was that
he was
the,
in the shower.
Yeah.
He was in the first one. Yeah. Oh,
dude. That movie.
The kid got splattered by the fucking windshield that was being at the hospital. Oh, it was so good.
I
kind of want to
watch that movie again, actually.
It was
been a long
so
time.
Good. Yeah, it was good. So, like, it wasn't great, but it was good.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get to this week's nerd news. First piece of nerd news, which really isn't much. We have a release date for Gambit. Which is,
it's happening still?
Right, exactly. They say it's still happening.
I'm a little, this, I want to pause on this. I'm a little worried about how well Channing Tatum will do as Gambit and basically not be himself.
You think it's going to be Channing Tatum wearing Gambit?
Yeah, because okay. After watching him watching him in Kingsman, he was still Channing Tatum in a movie playing Channing Tatum-esque role. So if
the only thing that I've been able to actually see him kind of disappear into, oddly enough, was 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was because of Jonah Hill played off of him really well.
I really think those guys had some really good chemistry.
They totally did.
But yeah, that's my biggest concern about it, is that I was like, oh yeah, he played a good Raging Cage, and then I'm like,
February 14th, 2019, we, in theory, are going to get Gambit, so...
It's going to happen, I guess.
I mean...
Yay!
Right? I mean, we'll see.
I need to actually start looking at trailers for the next... For next movie season, because they're actually starting to roll out
already.
Movies. Yeah, they're starting to roll out. Like, I saw a weird one with what's her name? She was Kate Foster and Thor, and she was Queen Amidala.
Oh, Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. She's in a weird movie about people turning into trees, aliens, and it made me think about the happening. Yeah.
What? No.
But it looked more dramatic.
What?
No.
No.
Exactly. But yeah.
We'll see if it happens. Alright. News story number two. We got the final trailer for Justice League. Okay.
I hope it's good. Please be fun. Please be fun. It looks... It looks
Snydered all over, though.
It looks...
Like, there are some really great shots. That... The beginning where you have Clark in the cornfield and Lois behind him, like, that's really sweet of, like, hey, I ain't dead and we're gonna get married. And she's like, oh, yeah, we are. And then she wakes up. Like, that's a really sweet, good shot. Mm-hmm. You have Superman's theme.
It's a beautiful shot. And then the rest of it is, like, just super porn.
Noise. It's just noise, noise, noise. And I'm like, oh, God.
Noise, 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 drinking beers.
You have a lot of slow-mo shots, which Zack Snyder does.
I want it to be fun. That's all I can ask for, and that's all I can expect from this.
I don't know how the fuck they got to Zack Snyder. What, like, how DC got to Zack Snyder. I don't know. Hey, you haven't really made a good movie. You want to take over our massive franchise?
Yeah, he did 300.
You haven't really made a good movie. You want to take over our massive film franchise?
Oh, no. Think about, you know, Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch was really, really good. The really classic one's fantastic.
Man of Steel is the only one that's...
I need to go watch
that. He's done. And, like, the more I watch, the more I'm like, this is actually... Because it's... I mean, it's an origin movie. They're all the same. And you're like, this is actually kind of different and really good.
I liked it.
And Deadpool ripped it off. Flash forward, flash back, sideways, flash forward, like... That's exactly what it did in Man of Steel. And you're like, hey.
It's a good way to do it.
But it was so good.
Yeah, it was a good way to do it.
And you got to the end where you're like, all right, well, they're blowing shit up. But, like, whatever. That didn't bother... After I've gone back through it, it doesn't bother me as much. Because you forget he's been Superman for a grand total of, like, 7 minutes. So...
See, I actually didn't see it as more... Like, how about this? The visual flair is Zack Snyder, but the playing mechanics is Avengers, which is Whedon. Like, all the stuff I'm seeing, the interplay between the different characters and stuff, that really feels like watching parts of the Avengers again. When you see, like, that big moveshot where they're like, oh, they're all spinning around, they're all helping each other out and shit. And you're like, yeah, that's really cool. I'm like, did we just see the money shots in the trailer? I feel like we might have seen the money shots in the trailer.
But, like, I think that Flash and Aquaman are... I think they're really pushing Aquaman. Like, I think they're going to be the comic relief, and I think they're going to really shine, because in the trailers they really shine.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because Momoa looks like he's having fun.
That's the thing. He looks like he's having fun, and oh my god, what's his name? Shit.
Ezra?
Yeah, Ezra Miller. Like, he just looks... He looks awkward, which is kind of an interesting take on...
Like, he shouldn't be there, but he's like, yeah, man!
This is great!
I run fast! What else do you do? Run really fast!
Yeah. And Bat's like, shit Bats. Wonder Woman is kind of like the middle ground, essentially. And I feel like Cyborg looks like he's kind of serious.
I mean...
He lost half, like, good portion of his body,
I feel like Cyborg is going to be... He's going to be kind of left out. Like, he's going to be that other...
Or forgotten.
The other member.
Yeah. Because you really have, like...
I haven't seen him much in any of the trailers, so I feel like he's going to be the other member.
I hope they do. Like, my thought is, like, just... I hope they sell it well enough. It's funny, because
I... be good. It doesn't have to be great. Just be good.
Yeah. That's it. I'm like, you have a lot of... You recouped a decent amount of stuff with Wonder Woman. You got a little bit of faith. If you can land a fun movie, a fun team-up movie, that'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'll have hope for other stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. Then I can dream that there's, you know, decent stuff
coming right.
from DC.
Right.
Decent comics.
Decent comics.
Yeah. I liked it. All I can tell you is that whoever does the damn trailers with songs and stuff like that, because they did Come Together. What was this last one?
Heroes.
Like, they're really putting all into it. I was telling you, every time I see a fucking poster where it looks like the Alex Ross stuff, it looks spot fucking on. Like, you motherfuckers, you better not emoting some shit that I... It's playing on all the heartstrings and stuff.
Just need it to be...
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we do know there is a new Star Wars trailer out. We have not seen it.
We will not see it.
We're trying to avoid it. Because we want to go in pretty much as fresh as humanly possible. We know we're going to see it. We really want to watch the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
So far, it's been 4 days, and I've avoided almost everything.
It's been really easy for me, but I haven't been on the internet a lot.
It seems that people are kind of getting the idea of, like, maybe we shouldn't just throw everything out there anymore.
I hope so.
And I was talking to... Josh Benboo.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, Snoke is Darth Nose, but the K is silent. K-N-O-S-E, because he doesn't have a nose. God. And then we went on this rant between, like, no, he's like, there are no more Sith, because Anakin was the prophecy to bring down the Sith. Like, no, the prophecy said that he was supposed to bring balance, and can't have balance without having dark. What is light without dark? And like, these texts come back and forth, and he's like... Hits the bong. This is some good shit, man. But we're going to try not to watch it.
I mean, you brought up a good point. It's probably on Thor.
Yep.
Which sucks.
Yep.
I really don't want to see it because I'm just ready to see the damn movie. So I'll be prepared to plug my ears and hum.
Son of a bitch.
What?
Selling our house for the list price. Our real estate agent's going to get $12,000 just for selling the house.
Great for them.
And she's probably going to get another 12 to 20 for buying the house.
Oh, shit. Really?
Like a bitch. Maybe a real estate agent. God damn it.
Yeah, but I'd say that's fuck. That's like, God, that's a lot of money.
For one house. I mean, two.
Yeah, you have to put a lot of work and stuff. Yeah.
But like, she doesn't have to do anything. I mean, she has to sell it. But, like, we picked our house, we picked where we're going, we know where we're doing. Like, she doesn't have to do any of that. Like a bitch. all right. So, we're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by Hammer.
Yes, I want to know what was your favorite game or toy? I said toy or game. Well, like, commercial.
That was commercial. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, commercial when you were a kid. I knew mine after I said it, and I thought about it for a little while, and then I went right back to it, and I was like, yeah.
So... I'm going to hope that mine works.
Okay, that's fine.
If it doesn't, it's going to have to be acceptable. Mine isn't for one toy, it's for a line of toys.
Okay.
Micro Machines. Oh, dude. Talking all the time and all the fucking Micro Machines, they just pile them up and, like, what? Micro Machines were the shit when we were kids.
I have a lot of them still.
And, like, they still make them.
Yeah.
But they're nowhere near as popular as they were. I don't know what happened, but. I loved those Micro Machine commercials because, like, oh my god, I have to have all of these things. They're just like Hot Wheels, but smaller.
Yeah.
No,
I fucking love those damn things. I still have a bunch of them. Plus, I always thought it was really entertaining when they did the Polly Pocket things, and they did Mighty Max. You remember those same, like, and then Micro Machines did their own little thing, same sets, but I just laughed that Polly Pocket and Mighty Max were the same thing, just, you know, gender swap. Cracks me up. I love that stuff.
No, but yeah, like, Micro Machine commercials, just anytime they came on, I was like, I need all of these.
I used to love those damn commercials.
Yeah, they were so stupid.
Mine was the one I knew right off the bat. It was, do you remember the game Crossfire? There was a dumb game. It was like a battle dome thing, and it's like, you got a...
Yeah, and you had like this little ball
thing. Yeah, and you had like bumpers and stuff, like a pinball game. It was so dumb. And it's like, you got caught in the Crossfire! That's all the reason why that damn jingle sticks in my fucking head.
It was kind of like Beyblade.
Oh, God, yeah, it was basically what they did is for Beyblade is they took all the Crossfire things and flipped them upside down and then went like, scrub this away, new sticker, haha, new game. But yeah, I had that game and I played it all of like 2-3 times. I felt so bad because I begged the shit out of my parents to get that.
Yeah, there was There was a lot of games, a lot of toys that were that way.
And it makes you feel like you're like, I'm going to be so strong against my kid in the future. For me, for you, I don't know if that's the case, but...
She doesn't play with it. I'm like, eh, whatever. Sometimes she comes back to stuff, and sometimes she's just like, whatever. I don't care if you play with your stuff. Like, it's your toys. Do whatever you want with it, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has colored, like, Belle's face. I'm like, why? I remember, like, I used to have those big plastic wrestlers. Yeah. And I used to color their faces and make them all look like Sting, so they all had, like, face paint on. Like, I don't know why.
I used to get all my Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joes and put, like, trash bags, like, plastic bags, and you can do it a certain way to make, like, parachutes. And then I'd close the parachutes in my hand, get all the air out, and then swing them around, throw all up in the air, and hope they came down. Every now and then I broke them when they went towards the wall instead of up in the air. Yeah.
All right.
Fun stuff, man.
So for this week's pod question, since we're kind of getting into Halloween theme, I want to know, what is your favorite Halloween candy? So kind of keep it for Halloween. Don't be like, oh, I love Snickers bars. Because you might not get a Snickers bar for Halloween. If you don't like candy corn, you're wrong. Candy corn is delicious.
What is up with you guys? There's a conspiracy. Jackie brought a huge thing of candy corn and put it in this glass bowl. So if you come over, by all means, fucking have at it. She'll go at it too. And I'm like, every now and then I'm like, I hate candy corn. I grab a few and I eat like three or four of them. And she's like, I thought you hated it. I'm like, I do. So and then delicious. I put the cap back on.
You know what I used to like as a kid and can't stand now?
What?
Wax. Like the wax lips and the wax teeth and stuff.
I love those.
Yeah. Have you?
I haven't tried them now recently.
Oh, no. Them. I'm going to buy you some. You're going to be like...
Oh, they're probably terrible.
Dude, they're so terrible.
But I used to love them, too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You remember the ones, the juice bar things? We probably should not talk about all these ones. The ones that have the bottles, they're wax, and they have a juice in them. And you can chew the wax and get the juice. You bite off the top and then squeeze the juice and then chew the rest of it.
I don't think so.
I don't know if you're supposed to chew them all, but I did. Because it was just the same damn wax as if you would use for, like, the lips and stuff right. Like that. But yeah, so we want to know the favorite candy that you would get during Halloween, like in your trick-or-treat bag, if you still trick-or-treat, which if you do right now and you're listening to us, not saying we judge you.
But you're kind of old enough to buy your own candy. Maybe. Although I am going trick-or-treating this year, but I also have a 4-year-old.
Well, you have your daughter and stuff, so it makes sense. Yeah. We're actually going to have candy for the first time in a year, because we've been in apartments.
You have to. You live in a house now. Like, it's mandatory.
Like, she's all excited. She's like, but do we have enough budget for it? I'm like, how much candy are you buying?
I think we went through, like, $60 of candy last year.
Holy shit, really?
Like, we had to go back for a second. Like, we just get floored.
Damn.
Or 2 years ago. Last year, we went to with Kat and Matt and trick-or-treating, so... Now that we have a kid, we'll probably be trick-or-treating ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyway, send your answers to bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, SprinklesTheGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Crane Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes, and we're on Stitcher. And that's about all for me.
Podcast posts every Monday.
Monday morning. Yeah, Monday. It's like comedy. Monday?
Some days.
Someday Monday.
On bathammer.com. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, everywhere else.
Yep.
So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 809 of... 809? Fucking what?
Time warp edition.
Jesus.
Whoop.
209. Right? Yeah, 209. Okay. Sprinkles and Geek. You just Hammer. Looked at me like...
Mad Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a good week.
But, like, I want to be awed by the entire thing, and...
Well, you are awed, normally. Get it? O-D-D. Instead of A...